Like to call the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee to, committee meeting to order. Today's September 24th. The time is 3:20. My apologies for people on air. We had a bit of a late start getting some documents together here. Roll call, please.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
That's you.
Chair Whitehorn.
Here. Congressman Tillman, would you please give us a word of prayer this afternoon?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you once again for shedding your guiding light on us through this day. As we come to the end of the day, we ask you to give us the strength, the wisdom, and the knowledge to complete the business of the nation that we have at hand. Bless our Osage people wherever they may be. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Congressman. Approval of the minutes is the next item on the agenda. They are the minutes from the meeting for September 19th. Congresswoman Lemon.
Motion to approve the minutes for September 19th.
The motion, is there a second to the motion? Congresswoman Pratt.
Hang on a second. This is awkwardly placed where it says Chair Whitehorn relinquished the position of chair to vice chair, and then he gave it right back.
Just
the floor. Yeah, it was her bill.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay. Reinsert your motion, please, Congresswoman Lemon.
I make the motion to approve the minutes for the meeting on September 19th, 2018.
Motion with a second by Congresswoman Goodfox. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the minutes are approved for September 19th. Next item on the agenda is consideration of appointees. We have two before us today on our committee table. The first one is for Mr. Frank Freeman. He is appointed to the Osage LLC for a term of 3 years. Mr. Freeman, would you come join us at the table, please? Sir, there's a couple of seats here on the end of the table, if you would. I'm glad you're here with us today, and I understand the next appointee will be considering sent a message that she wouldn't be able to attend today, correct? So we're still going to consider hers, but we're going to look at consider your confirmation or appointment first. I'm going to give you the floor for you to tell us a few things about yourself and how you got to be appointed to this Osage LLC board.
Oh, okay. I think you have my resume.
We do,
and,
right before
so
us.
Any questions you would have on it. I actually am acquainted and a friend of Chief Standing Bear. And when he first asked me to go on the Osage LLC, it was because they were sort of dissolving some things and moving some things around, and I told him I'd be glad to help him with that. He then, as we progressed in the Tallgrass LLC, and he asked me to be on that board to help just gather some information, which that brought us to the process of bringing things back to the Osage LLC. And so that's the reason I was approached to be asked for that.
Okay. Can you tell us what you currently do?
I actually was a State Farm agent for years, and I retired. I moved back to Oklahoma, so my wife and I were wanting to come home. I made it about 4 years into retirement, and I hated it, and I bought a farmer's agency. So I currently own and operate a farmer's insurance agency in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
I see. Well, through many conversations, not many, we've had a few conversations over this commerce stuff. You gave me some information about some of the other boards that you've served on and some of the other positions you've served in that you think helped qualify you to do this position. Do you care to?
Okay, when I was first out of college, I went to work for the Farm Credit System out of Wichita, Kansas. I was an auditor, an internal auditor for them, and then ended up running a finance department for them. In the process, I was asked to be on their employee board forum, which we took care of investments and health plans and everything for all the employees of the Farm Credit System in the four-state area.
Mm-hmm.
I learned a lot through that with how boards operate and work and the investment side and some of the business aspects of it. I later was on a couple of nonprofit boards, one through a church and one through a junior college or a two-year college in El Dorado, Kansas. I was on that board for about 10 years, 12 years. Through that process, learned a lot of the pitfalls that boards can face. We had someone that came on that was hired into the system that embezzled a lot of money, and those are the things where you really learn processes and you gain an understanding of what it takes to operate and as a board member to make sure that you've got things in place for the you want to make sure you've got aspects covered so that board members can make good business decisions with the kind of boards that you're operating with. So that was a foundation for scholarships. This board is a business board, so you're looking at business aspects. So I have taken the opportunity to start reading contracts that we use, learning how to contract with government jobs. Kay Bills, thank God, is a member of this board and has a great background in that area, and she is taking me on to educate me in that area. I've been to Tinker. I have also been on a couple of other nonprofit boards with some art museums, so that's a little bit of my background.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Members of Congress, do you have any questions for Mr. Freeman at this time about either his past experience or his present experience with Osage LLC? You're also, we're appointing you to Osage right now.
Correct.
Have you already been confirmed to Tallgrass?
No, we weren't.
He's appointed to both.
Okay. I think that we should probably consider both of those appointments today, although we just have the executive message for Osage LLC. While we have him here, I think we should consider both Osage and Tallgrass until the legislation signed and they make a move. Tallgrass does still exist.
Yes, ma'am. And I will say that there's about three or four pieces of business that we have to settle in Tallgrass if that legislation passes,
mm-hmm,
to bring some stuff back over and get it in our records.
Okay.
Especially finishing up the audit and a couple of other issues that we've got to finish up.
Okay. All right. Committee, do you have any questions for Mr. Freeman while he's here at our table? Well, Mr. Freeman, I've been happy to get to know you.
Thank you.
Through our work together. It hasn't been much or long, but I see the vision you have and the care that you have to get everything moving in the right direction, and I appreciate that. Well, Chair would entertain a motion at this time if the committee has one. Congresswoman Stabler.
I move to appointment?
Yes. It's a term for 3 years. Do you have the magic words right here? There's the magic words.
I move to report to Congress the recommendation for an appointment of Frank Freeman for a three-year term to the Osage LLC and Tallgrass?
Maybe we should make two separate motions.
Osage LLC is a candidate who is qualified by education, so there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, the motion passes. Do you have another motion for us, Congresswoman Stabler? Just one moment, let me ask. His appointment to Tallgrass, was it for a term of 3 years also, since I don't have that document right here in front of me? Let's check and make sure. Was it a three-year appointment?
That was my understanding.
Okay. We can go ahead and make that motion, and if we find out differently, we can restate it. So, Congresswoman Lemon, do you have a motion?
I do. I move to report to Congress a recommendation for the appointment of Frank Freeman for a three-year term to the Tallgrass LLC as a candidate who is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
The motion, is there a second?
It's a three-year term.
What is it?
Is there a second to her motion?
Second.
The clerk just validated it was a three-year term to Tallgrass. Okay. I was having her check on that. Okay. All in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, the motion passes. Mr. Freeman, I'm just going to explain to you how this works because a lot of people don't know.
Yes.
So how our process works in the legislative branch is we view and review your information in our committee. Now we report you out to Congress that you're qualified by your education experience. There's no legal or ethical barriers for you to serve. And at some point in time, between now and the end of session, somebody's going to have to raise their hand up and make a motion that you be placed on an agenda for confirmation of Congress.
Okay.
And then once you're placed on an agenda, that's when we vote for your confirmation.
Okay.
So it's kind of a two-step process here in the legislative branch.
Thank you.
Just thought I'd let you know that. Let's...
I'm confused all the time.
Let's go ahead and consider... Let me ask the clerk. Now, Ms. Bills, has she also been appointed to Tallgrass or just Osage LLC?
She was already approved for Tallgrass.
Just Osage? Okay. So the next confirmation we have on our agenda or next consideration of appointees on our agenda is for Ms. Kay Bills. She has been before this committee before. Does anybody have any comments or questions about her appointment to Osage LLC for a term of 3 years? Seeing none, Chair would entertain a motion. Congresswoman Pratt.
I move that Kay Bills be confirmed to the Osage LLC board for a term of 3 years. The candidate is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Okay.
Did you mean to say be reported to Congress instead of confirmed? Is that what it says?
That is what I meant.
Okay, I thought that's what you meant. Okay. We got it. It's in print. Okay. And I have a second by Congresswoman Goodfox. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed to the motion? Seeing none, we will report Ms. Bills to Congress tomorrow or whenever we meet next meet. Okay. So moving right on along.
Okay.
We are now on the Osage LLC presentation.
Okay.
And we have Mr. Frank Freeman here at the table. We got to know him through his little confirmation process. He's new to us and learning how our processes work over here at Congress, and we're glad that you're here to tell us about Osage LLC. How we will proceed, though, is we'd like for you to tell us as much as you can because our committee meetings are broadcast live.
Okay.
So we like to talk as much as we can in the open live portion of session. When we get into an area when we need to go into executive session, please indicate to us that we need to go into executive session and somebody will move to go in.
I don't think I've got anything that is being withheld from anyone, except for our projections.
Right.
Maybe we should discuss those in executive session.
Correct, correct. And he has provided us some documents here in your packet, and I think he's going to be talking off of these documents, and they are stamped confidential, so I do want you to take note and take care of that. There's also a second document here that is not marked confidential. So that being said, just let us take us as far as you can, and then we will go into executive session to discuss the rest of the presentation.
I mean, you all are very aware of the history of Osage LLC and Tallgrass. I came into this, although I did have some history just from being an Osage citizen and keeping up with things through the years and visiting with different people about things that go on within the tribe. Some are embroidered somewhat and some aren't, that you sort of learn within the tribe. When I was asked to be on Osage LLC, it was mainly to, they were moving everything over to Tallgrass at that point. As I got into it, I was called one day by the chief to ask if I could get on that board and get some information, maybe start getting to where there's some information provided. And so I did that. It was a very quick learning process, and there were many issues that were of grave concern that we have really delved into. Baker Tilly, I will say, I think was a good, I think that process was great for you guys to move forward with, mainly because it gave a outside look of a forensic accountant to come in and really determine issues that were within our booking systems and stuff. And he gave and worked with Kay and Patsy and I a lot in how to move forward and what needs to be done to move forward. I would hope that you would take the opportunity to use that information that was given through that audit to work with in future boards, because there's a lot to be learned within the documentation that was there. And he is a great resource for training and working with boards of what they need to do. One thing that was uncovered when we got into there is that our bidding way of doing contracts had been sort of built from the top down. Like anything in business that you do, you build from the foundation up. And so there were contracts that were actually issued and executed that were costed out, and they were projecting like maybe a 6 or 7% return. They were not bringing the service or the service part, which at that time was running about $800,000 or $900,000 a year to $1 million a year. They were not bringing those costs back over. So they actually had about a 9 to 12% loss on almost every one of their contracts. So
let me ask a question right here. Is anybody still employed at your company that was responsible for those contracts, bidding those contracts?
No.
Okay.
There's not.
Okay.
So as we started moving through the process in June, we were trying to get, well, into July when I was working and Kay was working, we were trying to pull together information and realized that there were 3 and 4 sets of books. They were not being compiled and brought together. That accountant was working on them and trying to help us get that cleared up. The CFO had left, and not Susan Elliott, the one prior to her, had left and taken part of the information with her. So there was a lot of things we had to uncover. In the process of doing that, we've been able to compile information. We have been able to start pulling things together. We actually have a pro forma that was given to you guys to show you guys what we were doing to move forward. We have budgets here that we are in the process of working on. They're not final, but they're in a phase. And so we're able to identify and figure out where we're going on a lot of these issues. We've taken the financial statements and we've come through them with the asset bases that were listed on the Osage LLC financials, and we have already written off quite a bit on those, which will reflect in our audit for 2017, because we asked them to backdate that so that all the bad would be on that. So when we start moving forward, that will be in the past. There were assets being carried on the books that never existed, and there were also assets carried on the books that had, for some time, had no worth left in them. And so those have been approved to be removed, and so the balance sheet and the income statements will look rough, but a lot of it's cleanup work. So we have projections that we can move forward. We feel like that we have already talked to a bank. They are willing to work with us on our contract base and do some short-term financing for us for short-term. Kay and Patsy and I are a working board, and I know that that's not the intent of these boards, but at this point, that's what's had to happen. Right now, we have one staff person left, and she is basically our office manager. We have our accountant has left to take another job, but has agreed to stay with us on a contractual basis until we can get through the process that we need to go to move forward. Kay has more contacts than anybody in the world that I've ever known, and she's reached out to a lot of people. We have on the pro forma, there are three other entities that are listed here that are things that we have started talking to people about to move forward in branching out into other services and operations. Our Osage Pinnacle Design Group, which is the construction design, we were showing an estimated profit next year with projections of about $500,000. I actually think that's going to be higher than that. There's been $3.9 million worth of work at Tinker that's already started moving forward and been let. The contracts have not been executed. So we're, and I, with government contracts, they let the amount of money that they're going to spend for the year, and then the contracts start flowing out. That work has been promised to Osage Construction, and we're in the process of bidding it, and we've already started three small jobs just in the last week. We'd held back on marketing, and we'd held back on moving forward because in July we realized that there was only one way for us to move without the funding that we did not have at the time, and things were so messed up that we started an exit plan, because when you work with the SBA or these BIA contracts, you have to give so much notice, and if you don't, you'll probably never be able to walk back into those contracts again. And Kay did that with the approach of trying to save the Osage name. When she made contact with friends of hers that came in and helped us at Tinker, in the end of May, they were getting ready to ask the Osage construction people to leave Tinker. It was so messed up. That has all been corrected. They are very pleased with the way we're going. They're pleased with the people we have in place, and they're willing to move forward with us. So,
I'll make a
RJ,
comment there.
RJ's looking because he knows that. He knows my breeding. He knows I could talk for 5 or 6 hours.
Well, I will make comment there to that issue. And we were invited to go down, and Congresswoman Lemon and Congresswoman Stabler and myself went down for a visit on Tinker Air Force Base. And we did get to talk to the contracting officers and the people that let the contracts, and also the people that oversaw the work of the contracts there at the base, and everything they had to say was positive. They said that this company has made a 180-degree turn, and of course everybody always has room for improvement, but right. That's the report that we got when we visited there. It was very, very good, very encouraging.
And that is one thing, this report here, which is not confidential, but this is our tracking record that has been designed and to be used to follow progression so that we know when a project is started, and then we can keep track of it and know the percentage that is completed. That was another problem we were having with our bookkeeping system. It was kept on a cash flow basis. Generally accepted accounting principles should have stated that that would have been on an accrual basis and a cost accounting approach within, for following cost. And so that's why you guys were getting financial statements in 1 month that looked like you were making $1 million, and the next month you were losing $1.5 million. It was because of the flow, because everything was on cash flow, so there were no accruals. We're in the process of already starting to get that accrual system set up, and we will be changing all the accounting processes as of October 1st moving forward. So, yes, ma'am.
Congresswoman Lemon, excuse me.
Thank you, Chair. May I ask, Chair, the question you asked earlier was, are there any employees left there are still employed, and what did you ask?
That we're in charge of writing. No, we're in charge of writing those contracts that he was referring to. That
were under bid.
That were
under the bidding
process.
Okay. So you said you have one staff member left now
at our office. At our construction site, we still have a construction crew and an operating manager down there. We have one person left in our office, and that is Kay and I are doing the rest of the stuff.
And the accountant has left, but they're...
She is staying on contract until we can get somebody else in place, and we were waiting to see what was going to happen and if we were going to close or not close before we started moving forward, and we've already started making that process to move forward, and we've already contacted the bank to start getting our short-term financing.
Congresswoman Lemon, continue.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Mr. Freeman. So the accountant that left, was she there during all of the mess? Or he or she?
It was a woman. And no, Elaine, who's there, came last January. Jade was there, I think, maybe in October, November of the year before. The mess actually started happening in 2006.
So.
And it moved forward until 2015. It was a constant. And as an internal auditor and people and somebody that's looked at a lot of financial information, it is quite obvious that there were reports that were done in a process in a manner to cause confusion and misunderstanding for a reason.
Misleading. Would you say they were misleading?
Yes. When you're on boards, you're supposed to have financials given to you every month. Those financials should be presented by generally accepted accounting principles, and they should be formatted and approved, and that's the way they should be all the time. And they were constantly making changes and doing things and being on a cash basis. It was really easy to hide stuff.
Thank you.
So.
Any more questions from the committee, or are we at a place? Maybe I have a question.
Okay.
Can you talk about moving forward with this company on open air? What how do you feel about, I know that from what you said, your initial reason to step in here was to try to look at what was going on and give some information about what was going on. That was your main objective as an appointee.
Correct.
And it was. And so you've done that now. You've stepped in and done that. Can you tell me or the committee, what do you think about moving forward with Osage LLC?
I think you've got people in place, Kay Bills being one of them, that has the contacts and the ability to understand these the contracts and understand the processing of it. Government contracts are pretty complicated, the way they are handled. And I'm just learning that process. In fact, she's already got us set up to go to a training center in November on SBA government contracts. She's already contacted several people that she knows in the financing industry. We've shown them our contracts that we have in place. We've shown them our projections. We've given them our history and where we are today. They have implied that they will back us. Kay has contacts in Washington, D.C. with the Small Business Administration, where they approve and the amount of monies that are put into the system for approval to back up small business loans. He has already told her to send him a letter when we're ready to present our stuff to the banks. They'll be watching for it, and they'll be backing her up. And so with her in place, we've got a guy, Mike Henson, that actually is the Cherokee. He has worked for the Pawnees. The Pawnees have gone in with us in helping get things done there, so we have a working relationship with them. It's working really well at this point. And we have control of the jobs, and we have control of what's going on within those jobs. We have processes in place that were not there before, so we can track the jobs and know exactly where it's going. Kay makes one trip a week down there, and then they have a call follow-up on Thursday afternoons, and they go through everything that was done to complete these sheets. My very first job, I quit college my junior year and then went back later to get my accounting degree. And I went to work for a large construction company that built that Call Lake. I was very fortunate that the day they hired me that they were looking for somebody that had math skills, or I would have been digging in the dirt. But I ended up being over their quality control. I did a lot of drafting for them. And when I left there, I actually did all the layout work. I ran the crew that did all the layout work for the roadway. But I was their go-between between the Corps of Engineers and the company. And so everything that took place down there, I was the one that was dealing with the Corps of Engineers to make sure everything was satisfactory to move forward. And they set up so they had progress sheets all the time, and you knew exactly where you were and what place you were because they had deadlines. We probably lost $40,000 or $50,000 this summer because jobs were not completed on time that would have been given to us up front for bonuses. But that was because of the way everything was and having to do the cleanup and not being able to get it done timely. So I think that we have the opportunity to move forward. We're going to do it slow because we don't have the funds. But now that the debt is paid off, we have a contract base that has a value to it. And with that contract base, we can get the loans to move forward.
Thank you, Mr. Freeman. Any questions at the table or any need to go into any more in-depth questions about what you see in front of you here? Congresswoman Stabler, yes.
No, I just had a chance to send people a call. We were listening to you, and these are nice reports. And a lot of my questions I was emailing or answered here.
Good.
So thank you very much.
They asked me if I was going to do a, what do they call it? You know, I'm almost 70. And I am not a real technical person, and I said, no, I use hard copies. So that's why you got hard copies. And we did not, there are presentations and that are made and they're put into book form and they're elaborate. A lot of those are made by professionals and they're very expensive. We don't have the money. And the second thing is we have done what we can do with the amount of time that we have to be able to pull it together. So they're not real flowery, but they have the information that should be there. Yeah.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Are we ready to go on executive session?
Pardon me?
Are we ready to go?
Yes, if you're ready to go, we're ready to go.
I'd like to make a motion to enter executive session.
Okay.
For proprietary.
And confidential.
And confidential.
Information.
Matters.
It matters. I have a motion and a second.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say yes.
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 Okay, give us a few minutes to get into executive session here. The gallery has to go.